It's HBR and Helping Hand. Friday is part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about a local nonprofit called the Keili'i Foundation, which means Keiki Education Living Independent Institute. According to their website, their mission is to help individuals with autism and other special needs. They've got a fundraising event coming up October 5th, 5 to 9. Hope for Healing Arts Gala, Hawaii Okinawa Center Legacy Ballroom, Waipio. We're going to hear about the organization, their president and founder, Melody Haole. Welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Hello. Thank you.
Give us a little summary of what the organization does and how you're involved.
We do a lot of seminars and events. Our seminar is called Empowering Parents Seminar to help them, educate them in their rights, what they can do, services that is out there that is available. We do socials called Building Family Seminars because our families, a lot of times we're broken because we have to deal with so much. So I want to build families because that is our children's foundation. A lot of the families are divorced. We have 90% divorce rate.
And that's a very good point that actually doesn't come up a whole lot. What you're talking about, and you'll correct me if I have this wrong, is in a lot of cases where parents end up with a child with special needs and particularly intellectual disability, they end up getting divorced.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know that. And that's an important aspect with why families, mothers or fathers, I guess it's usually moms.
Yes.
That end up caring for a child with intellectual disabilities. There is an incredible burden on them. Not only are they caring for a child that has really special needs and extraordinary challenges, in this case, as a lot of these cases, there's an interesting story as to what drove you to be part of the effort.
When my son was aging out of the DOE, he was severe violent. He had a brain injury. And from a child that could play basketball, jiu-jitsu, he still had intellectual disabilities, but he was higher functioning. He ended up in a catatonic stage and became severe autism at 16 years old. That's already transition age. At that time, no one guided us. So the Department of Education, DOH, Department of Health, CAMHD, Child and Adolescent Mental Health Division, DDD, Developmental Disabilities Division. We all had a meeting. They said, I have three choices. I can give my son up to the state once he ages out of the DOE. At that time, the age was 18. Or put him in a mental institution or quit work and handle him myself. So I decided to quit work and start a nonprofit. Autism is very wide. Yeah. You have the higher functioning that can go to college, work, get married. They still need assistance in guiding them and reminding them of certain things. Mm. But they're higher functioning. They can be independent. And then you have the ones that's in between, more severe developmental delays and need more support. Then you have very severe.
So that's why they call it a spectrum.
Yes.
And you guys have a fundraising event October 5th.
It's a casino night. Last year, we had quite a bit of families came. So if they want to purchase a ticket, right now it's $50. Dinner, 40 chips, and you have two cocktails. That's on the Keili'i website.
What are other ways that people listening can volunteer, contribute, or help out?
If they want to volunteer and come to the ADH program and help with music therapy or the garden that we're going to start or getting pallets and materials for us to start our farm. That would be very helpful. It can be weight equipment so we can have the kids exercise. If they want to volunteer for the event and we can figure out where they can be placed, they can give me a call.
So you're welcoming volunteers in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
To support you. KeiliiFoundation.org. K-E-L-I-I Foundation.org. Look for an email form on their contact page. 808-927-5909. Look for them on both Facebook and Twitter. The full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information waiting for you, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. President and founder of the Keili'i Foundation, which is Keiki Education Living Independent Institute, Melody Haole, trying to help out children with autism and other special needs and aiming her efforts at the families and caregivers, having the primary responsibility of looking out for these very vulnerable members of our community. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate that you took the time to come down here and be on Helping Hand with us. Thank you.
Thank you.